Okay. So, what we've established is that we have to deal with multiple levels of Isurim here. Right? We have the potential difference raised by the smock between Los Asur Acher Levavchem Acharei Neichem, which may be limited to what? To looking, possibly thinking about
inappropriate
time. About Arayot. Well, right?
Yeah.
No, those are not the same. That's the point. Minishmartim called of Arah. Right? Arayot meaning forbidden relations. Okay. Right? Meaning having those inappropriate thoughts or looking at, but specifically someone who is an Erva.
So you mean
right? And that might be biblical. Right? And that might be. Might now that's one, and then there's Minishmaru called Ara, which is about inappropriate thoughts, which yes may be sexual in nature, but they are not attached necessarily to an erva. Hence, looking at clothes, hence looking at animals, mating, and the like. Now, once we have that distinction, so we noted that that may help us with some of our other distinctions, which we have to deal with, which is what is the connection between the first half of the Gemara, which emphasizes simply don't look.
Right.
And the second half, which says don't look because it'll lead to because it'll lead to Hotzei Hazera.
Right.
It'll lead to to a seminal emission.
Right.
And
then what's the seminal emission?
Seminal discharge, ejaculating.
That was the second half of the Gemara. Don't look by Yom because don't be Maharer by Yom. Shema Yava Lide Toma Balaila. Right. So you might. And what is the connection between those?
Right.
Okay. And we noted that we have to deal with the question, are these biblical or rabbinic, right? These prohibitions. Okay, so that's... And then yesterday what we did was, beyond that question, we expanded it and noted that if the ethos behind this whole issur is to avoid these problems, obviously you're going to expect...
Not being allowed to go to the beach.
And like the expansions, that not only should you not look, but you shouldn't put yourself in a situation where you might look, and the like. Okay, let's move to 19, okay? So 19, the Beis Yosef tells you. Ve'elu hadvar masurim gam b'chay. Lavin kazgur Rambam. To cause of Baruch Hoschayim. The Baruch Hoschayim writes b'shem harav Rabbeinu Yonah in Yigeres HaTshuva. Asur listakal b'eishas ish min ha-Torah. Sh'ne'emar lo sasur achar levavchem v'achar yineichem. It is biblically prohibited to look, now be very careful, at what?
A married woman.
A married woman. Because of which pasuk, Dani? Because of which pasuk is it biblically prohibited to look at a married woman?
There's one in Hayesent Devarim that explains that.
Open it up. Lo sasuru acharei levavchem acharei einechem. What you say every day, you should know that by heart because it's in Kriya Shema. But then he says, va'aster listakel bipnuya midivrei kabbalah. However, it's also to look at a single woman only. Derabanan shneimar briskarati leinai maz benana besulav. Ish machil mashish koch yitzer. Now he doesn't here so far bring up our sugya, right? But he also raises this possibility, right? That the main prohibition, the Gemara in Brachos, Los Asuru, may be a derivative of Arayot, and therefore only applies to a woman who's forbidden to you. Plus, there's a general problem.
Well, it's a smock.
Okay, that may be, rabbinic, whatever it is, to think about non-arayos, right? Sexual thoughts not tied to an actual person who is an erva. And he says, "Chol masak beishesish, machshu machshish koach yitzro hatov." Right, and if you are staring at eishesish, so you weaken your yitzro tov. V'hodo nefach alav amashkes, and your glory will become destroyed. Shkachom razal kol masak b'arayos kasher din eres. No say no, eishesish zochav dechzena einav b'noam Hashem. Right, etc. Right, and it brings all these praises. People who don't do it, they'll be praised. People not, it'll be bad. Okay. And then he adds, if you skip down towards the end, he says, "Va'asher min haTorah lahar beisha v'afilu pnuya." But now he says something amazing.
It's asher to look at a woman even if she's single.
Lehar hair.
To think.
To think. Right. So at first glance, you might have thought. Now, right, you might have thought that why is it asher to look?
You have a discharge.
Only yeah, because
hear her.
It'll cause you to think. What is Rabbeinu Yonah b'mechadesh? No. Looking is usher
itself.
Itself.
Thinking is
right? It's El itself. Thinking is usher itself. I mean, each of these, it is usher to look, even if you're not going to think. If it's a married woman, midaraisa. If it's a non-married woman, midarabanan. But thinking is
also a problem.
What type of problem? Daraisa, independent of looking.
Wait, but that doesn't make sense.
And therefore he says, v'chamor hir pnuya mimaga'a. And then he says that if it's usher to think, midaraisa, even about a single woman, mm-hmm. that means that thinking inappropriate thoughts about a single woman is more machmir than what? Okay,
sorry.
More machmir than what?
Think.
Looking or even touching. Because touching a non-married woman who's not Anida is not Daraisa. Right? It's not Daraisa. Lo tikrul galo derva. And therefore, thinking about her is worse than actually touching her. Assuming you could come up with a situation where you touch her and you wouldn't think about her. Right? Which may technically be difficult.
Yeah.
Right? May not happen.
Well, it's kind of weird because it's saying...
Right? He says, shall I hear her over belav min ha-Torah, shenem mishmar to be called over ra? Pershu Razal, Shalai Harabayam, Yavali Did Tuma Balailat Khan Lashon, no. Okay? Which again emphasizes the extent to which we really need to define this sugya. Because what is Rabbi Yonah clearly holds? The issue to look is independent.
But that's only.
And there's two types of looking.
But there's only.
There's looking. That which is derivative of a riot and that which is not.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's hearer, which is independent, right? And looking is independent of whether it'll necessarily cause you sexual thoughts. And that is in turn independent of the issur of touching. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, right, if we now divide it, touching is only issur within?
Erva.
Mm. Looking, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, seems to be a derivative of? A derivative of? A riot. No, not of hearer. Of a riot. Yeah. And therefore, looking without hearer,
issur of that is for a riot.
Looking is therefore only asur midaraisa if you're looking at someone who's an erva.
Mm-hmm.
But thinking, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, is
asur even for
is independent. And therefore, we now categorize it. Which ones of these prohibitions are abuzrayu of arayos, right? Are a derivative of the isur of arayos? Which one is it? According to Rabbeinu Yonah,
looking
at a married woman, minglos asiru, not looking at a single woman. Right, because that's Divrei Kabbalah. And thinking is a totally independent issur because that's Daraisa, whether or not someone's an erva. Correct, it sounds like not. Right, and touching is ironically in that sense more mekil. Right, because touching is limited to an erva. Thinking is not. So which ones of them are subsidiaries of a riot? Touching, looking. Which one is not? Thinking. Okay?
It's not a riot. You mean say it's not a riot.
It's independently prohibited. It's not a subsidiary of a riot. And that's why it can be biblically prohibited even if the woman in question is not an erva. Right. Right? I mean, she's an unmarried woman who's not an ida.
What about so looking at a...
What?
This is just Rabbi Yonah's idea. It's not that we fought. It's not that we know that it's an issur. Don't we later ask him... Don't we ask later... Like,
this is Rabbi Yonah's position.
Okay, his position on is that you shouldn't do it. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yonah, though. That would make it that it's looking as a daraisa.
Oh, his position is that it's daraisa.
Right.
Right?
He's saying that it is.
He's not. We've seen several Rishonim who said that it's daraisa at this
thinking
point.
Thinking is daraisa. We've read other poskim. So far, it's only Rabbeinu Yonah right now.
Okay, so Rabbeinu Yonah so far, you're right. It's the first one we've seen who's explicitly said the thinking is daraisa. Mm-hmm. Right? But what we've seen so far is that we've. As I said, this is a bit complicated, right? Because there's a lot of factors here. And the question of, right, how many... Right, so far, what prohibitions have we discussed? There's lotikravu, which is touching, mm-hmm. which is limited to sexual touching with an erva. Right, that's the most machmir. Right?
Right.
But it's also the most limited.
Then
looking, which it's not clear, right? The way the smach takes it, there's really two types of looking. There's looking at an erva, which is a derivative.
And looking
at... anything else which is not a derivative, it's a function of hearer, right? Or according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's midivrei Kabbalah, it's an independent issur.
Mm-hmm.
There's potentially issur hearer, which is a standalone, right? And then we have the question, which we haven't dealt with yet, which is the issur of looking or hearer, is that really standalone, right? And then the fact that it might lead to a seminal mission is yet another problem, or is it tali zebezeh, right? Which we haven't discussed yet.
Right.
Okay. Fine. I'm trying to think which question to do now. Okay. Let's quickly do the question. Okay. So the Gemara clearly has a problem with looking, with thinking. What do you think? is the problem with looking, thinking, is that because it will lead to a seminal omission, or is that a added isser, meaning it's usser whether or not it'll lead to a seminal omission?
Well, it seems like two different things, because it says don't look, and then it says don't think, because it might come.
Good. So this is a machlokes between the Har Tzvi. I mean, I gave you on this addendum sheet, right? I gave you, right? It's okay, you didn't prepare it, but I'll write conceptually. Right, it's a machlok is the Har Tzvi and the Tzitz Eliezer. I mean, really, it's a machlok between a lot of people. I just gave you one of each. Mm-hmm. The Har Tzvi is the Tzvi Pesach Frank, and he raises this suffix and he says, "Ke'ein zen istapakti linyan azhara v'nishmar to mikol davara shul yahar adam bayom v'yavah lidei tumah balaylam avar v'hirer v'lo balidei tumah avar al v'nishmarta." I had a suffix. Let's say someone has an inappropriate thought.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
mm-hmm.
He has a sexual fantasy, mm-hmm. but he doesn't have an emission at night. It doesn't have a second. Do you violate?
No.
Yeah.
So, Har Tzvi says,
"But the act itself."
So the Har Tzvi says no. V'lechori yish lavi raim is about richas loshna brayzer lahar b'yom v'yava lidei tuma balayla. He says because the Gemara goes out of its way and says don't have inappropriate thoughts during the day so that you will have an emission at night. V'lama lo sagi leshem lo yaharher. Just say don't think. Right, to say don't think.
Yeah, but he says
to over bench a bali de tuma, bench a loli the bali de tuma, which would have implied that you violate whether or not you
have
the emission. A mashu nishmarta is here or mitli tali v'kai, and therefore he says I think it's not true. I think that the isser of thinking is it hangs until
you have a seminal
emission. To see whether you do or not. Right. If you do,
then you are over the line.
Then you violate the law. If not, not.
Discuss this. That it's one of the things that you shouldn't do it, but you're forgiven.
I did not say that.
No, I mean, is there? Didn't we say? Didn't one
no,
say like
no. The Gemara said that people fail every day. That doesn't mean that it's. I think it's just on my table. I think there's one there.
Or either that, or it's in one of my
svarim on the side, the red one that she does
that
kind of
you're not.
It's either on the table or on the side. If you can't find it, I'll give you one.
Unless you have the seminal emission.
Correct.
But
that
the point is to protect you from having.
One second. So that is the Har Tzvi. The Tzitz Eliezer says what like Nachum says in 5, and he says va'osiv lozebekan lomar ki libi mahases gamlin in here v'lama chikazav drazo kosev the miyum itad svar efshar shaper lomar davar zemedivri gavner zirul Frank. Etc. So Delphin is Ed Lomashma can be Pasha Dibra Shasva postkim. He agrees with Nachum. He said, "What are you talking about? Read the Gemara." Right? The Gemara says, right, look at Yoma. Tov Marei Nayim Beisha Yosem Igufa Shomaisa. Right? It is worse to look at her even than being involved because it gets you thinking about it constantly. He said, "Look at Rabbeinu Yonah." Right? Va'asr minat Torah lahar Beisha Vafil Pipnuya. You can't think me Daraisa. V'chamur hear her me Pnuya mi Maga'a. And he says explicitly that thinking is worse than touching.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he says it can't be true. Right? And therefore you have that machlokes. Right? Namely, when we say it's usher to think, do we really mean it's usher to think? Or do we mean it's usher to think because it might lead to the seminal mission, but if it doesn't, it doesn't?
So according to the Tzvi...
Har Tzvi, or Tzvi be the Frank...
It's only the Isser once you have the seminal.
Correct, mission. And according to Tzitz Eliezer,
Usser as a whole.
No, Isser here or her is Usser.
Yeah.
If it causes a seminal mission, that's even worse. Right? That's most of Chet al Pesha.
How can you say? I don't understand that. So you,
that was on the addendum, but we're
so
back to the regular.
If you know you're not gonna, right, so if you know you're not going to have a seminal mission, it's okay to look to have the.
Good. So what would the Nafkamina be? Again, tell me, what are the Nafkaminas? So far, we've built up all the potential Isurim. What are the Nafkaminas? Give
if
me
you
one.
Have, if you don't have the seminal.
And these are things brought in postkim. So one is if you don't. Right? Great. The other ones. What about, right, the post can bring down a machlokas, what about a zaken or a sris? Someone who's past the point where he's physically capable of having a mission. Is he allowed to have a sexual fantasy? Is that usher? Right? So the post can say, well, if you poskim with Tzitz Eliezer,
yes.
Then it's still usher.
You're right.
If you go with Tzitz Eliezer, it's still usher. Because the fantasy itself is what's usher. Right? If you think that it depends on causing an emission, like the Har Tzvi,
then no.
But give me another nafkamina. That's only going to be true of what? What type of sexual fantasy? Looking.
A general sexual one.
But if it's about a particular woman who's an erva,
right,
then it might still be us. Or why? Because according to Smak, there's a separate prohibition of looking at an erva. Right, that's a derivative of Arayos. Right, there's two things. Right, meaning even if you have a Havam, even if you paskin that the Isser of general Hirur is only prohibited because it might lead to, right, Hotzeah Zera. Mm-hmm. Right, what we already saw from the Smak is that's not going to be true of
Erva.
That's not going to be true if you're thinking about an Erva, or you're looking at a person who is forbidden to you, because that might be not an independent Isser, but a subsidiary of Arayot. And obviously no one's going to say that an old person, right, who's he can't like romantically kiss a married woman, right, that's not mutter just because he's old, right, that's obviously no one's going to say that,
right,
and like I keep mentioning that one of the biggest nafkamin is halachal maisa is going to be women, right, is going to be certain prohibitions, what relates to women and what does not, right, again we will see this, okay? Well,
it depends. It kind of seems like.
But at this point, the complexity, right? If we want to, maybe I'll put it on the board. It'll be easier, right? We've had. This is like. Really
you want me to bring the board?
On the other side.
You want me to bring it here, Evan?
You want us to sit there?
What? I would just move there.
What?
You just move up further.
Fine, just move over for a second. It'll probably be easier. I can put it on the board for a minute. Because I know this is confusing, right? But what do we have so far? Right? So we have laid out these Isurim. Right? The paradigmatic worst Isur is, right? What's the worst Isur on this hierarchy?
Right?
With an Erva, thank you. Yeah. Right? Right? Number one worst thing you could have would be Tashmish. Right?
With an Erva.
With an Erva. Right? That's like number one.
Yes.
Right? Good. So now we have a derivative of that is lotikravu.
Don't look.
No, lotikravu was don't touch. Right, this was touch. Right.
There might be a marker inside.
Right.
Whatever. Eraser.
So this was and the eraser. Right. So this, right, in one sense, is conceptually, right. Why is it important to say that this is a derivative of the Isser? Right? Because what was the nafkamina? You know? Why is this? What is? In what sense is it a derivative?
If you do it with a non.
It might be a horizontal yavor. Right? Meaning this is actually. This is not just an issue that's related. It's actually. Right? Stems from it.
Is right?
Now there are other isurim. One second. There is. There's re'iyat erva. Right? Looking at a woman who is an erva. Now, according to Ravina Yona, right, and according to the Smak, right, this is a second level derivative from Arayo Lamainaf Kamina, that it's only Midaraisa if it's in
Erva,
but not a Pnuya, right? That's Ravina Yona, right? Then there's a whole other series of Isurim, and this is, right, this is Re'iya / Hirur, right, which leads to, right, which is just like generic fantasy, right? This, according to the Smak, is not dependent on Tashmish, right? Therefore, what's the implication? This, right, this whole thing, meaning looking without necessarily fantasizing, right? This is a low-level subsidiary of Tashmish, and therefore, according to Ben Yona, it's only Usser with an Erva. But this is an independent Isser, and therefore it's equally Usser for a
Pnuya,
but what won't it be? Yehari Valyavor. Because it's not a derivative of Tashmish. Now, even within this, we have another Chakira, right? Which is this an independent Isser? Right? Or is it Talui in Zera Levatala? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nafkamina is going to be?
Woman.
Right? Women.
An old man.
Right? A Zakein. Right? If it doesn't happen, there is no, right? There is no Zera Levatala. Right?
This is like accidental Zera Levatala or Kalbachimber?
This is accidental.
No, it wouldn't be a kavachem but actual.
No, that's an independent. That's a different answer.
I know, but
right.
Does it now make the hair and Rhea also answer?
Well, that's even worse. I mean, obviously, if that's active, it's worse. But the question is,
when it says lo yahar b'yom shema yavo lidei, right? Shema yavo b'layla, right? I mean, this isn't minayif biyad, what the Gemara calls, right? This is an act of masturbation, right? That's not what that is, right? This is just a shear of this.
Man, it wouldn't be an act of masturbation either.
What?
Like that wouldn't.
That's you know, obviously usher, right? The Gemara is.
It's not this usher.
No, it's not this usher. Right now. The nafkamines that are going to happen, right, are, right, remember, because it seems like these are related, but they're actually not, according to Smach or Ben Yona,
what would be the
right?
Nafkamines between the two?
No, so these, all these nafkamines, women, Zakein, and the like, right, it may only be mutter here, right? But let's say this isn't some generic fantasy, but it's
about an erva.
Right, it's about an erva. And then we're in the world of the larger world of Arayos.
I don't think women would have planned.
What?
I don't think women would have planned.
So here it might not, but here it probably will.
Really?
What do you mean?
No, a woman can't look at another woman if she's in.
No, to look at her brother-in-law. I don't know. Pick an erva, right? What?
Oh,
pick any erva.
Okay.
Right. Add an erva.
Yeah,
right. Add an erva.
This is deras or deraisa.
According to Smach, according to Rabbi Yonah, this is deraisa. Right. According to the Smach, he says.
The Shmaris would be just
Istaklos. There's Istaklos. Well, he doesn't actually say, right? He says this is Mishmarta, right? Which is a machlokes, whether this is Doraisa or Rabbanu, which we'll get to in a moment. Rabbi Yonah assumes this is Doraisa. Smach doesn't weigh in, right? This he clearly thinks is Doraisa.
Isn't the fact that it's here mean it's Doraisa?
Rabbi Yona thinks here her is Doraisa.
No, the Smach puts it as Mishbalamit. Doesn't that make it?
Well, no. He puts this. He puts losur afachar erva is daraisa, right? Meaning, right? The smak is a bit, right? Shlosur achra ayin dechsev achra inechem. There's a znus. So he's talking about nashim l'shem znus. That's this, right? What?
Why is that not riyah?
So this is unclear. Right? What does he mean by znus? Does he mean having intent to be with them, or znus in the formal sense? Right?
He never mentioned erva, yeah.
Well, but yeah, but znus in the formal sense also means... It's not totally clear, right? He may seem to make a different distinction, which is, right, stam fantasy, and fantasy with the actual intent to lead to, right, to znus. Right, to actually lead to intercourse, rather than just fantasizing. Right? It's not clear which distinction he's making. Right? Right? Depends how formally you take the word znus. Okay? Yeah.
And that bias at one. I don't understand what you're saying there.
But the problem is that, what? Which part?
I understand the what you're saying there. What were you saying here with the error?
Except for the first one, where right? Meaning, according to these we've shown him, if the object of your fantasizing, right, is an erva, a woman who's actually an erva to you, meaning one of the forbidden relations, right? Then it goes up a level, because then the looking at her might be a derivative of actual arayos, rather than some generic prohibition. Right? That's the point.
That's it.
I know.
Yes, but this has many nafkim in his lahalacha. Okay. Yes.
So the smart's bringing down these two things, right?
And Mishmarta, right? This is so Rabbi Yonah's distinction is erva, not erva. Right?
If you're not right him and. Okay, but it's the same
right?
thing.
Right? His is l'shem znos, l'shol l'shem znos, which
right.
could mean the same thing, right? Depending on how formally you take the word znos. Right? I mean, if you think l'shem znos means, right? Like, something which is like a formal prohibition, right? Or you could distinguish and say, no, this is, right? The other way of taking the smock, right? Which maybe is more what he's saying, right? Is. There's a difference between... Yeah, right, I mean like generic. Yeah, rather than like proximate, like actual, I don't know, planning maybe is the better word, right? Like actual, right, planning for sexual actualization, something like that, right?
Yeah, there's also just different this fantasy of an actual my son and this fantasy.
Maybe, right, I don't know exactly where he's going to draw that line, right? I don't know.
The thing is, the question that I had before is, when you explain these things, right, maybe if you do these things and you go in certain places, like we said yesterday about the beaches and other things, you'll have maybe fantasies in the night, yeah? But
point is
the beach is yet another problem.
Yeah, I know, but the point is when you're not gonna, I'm not saying, let me say you don't do these things and you finally you do think about it, whether you're not gonna work.
Really? Let's summarize again. One second. Right? The beaches discussion, right, is an additional level. Right? That is. Right, that's Gemara in Bava Basra, right, by beaches, right? Where here, the way the Rashbam understood it, how does Rashbam understand it? Right, we saw, this is Machlokes Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom. Right, Rashbam says, right, there's yet, on top of all this, there's an Isser to what? To put yourself, right, put in situation, right, that might lead to this, right, that might lead. Selling a field and selling a house. So right? .. Even if it doesn't. That's an advantage. Or Rabbeinu Gershom says Shema Yigari Yitzhara.
The Rashbam said that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Right, because he says the Isser is what he calls Harchek Menakir. Right? There's an active obligation to avoid the possibility. Right? Even if it never happens. Right? Rabbeinu Gershom says Shema Yigari Yitzhara, which might mean that he thinks, look, this is just good advice, because if it turns out bad, you violated all these Isurim. If it doesn't, so you didn't, but whatever. Right? But realistically, if you're going to the beach or whatever, that's going to cause a problem. Rashbam thinks, no, there's an independent Isser, or Isser. Well, unclear. It's not clear there's an Isser. He calls it, right, you are a Rasha. Right? Is that an Isser? I don't know, right? Ariel kept pushing me on this. Is it an Isser? I don't know. The Gemara says you're a Rasha if you do it, right? Is it formally Usser? I don't know, right? I can't tell you what it is.
You're just a Rasha.
It's what do you call it? It's a Rasha. It's called Harchek Menakior, right? There's a...
But it might not be...
What is that? Is that a mitzvah? There are banan? Is that a general value that you're supposed to avoid averos? I don't think it's so important to define that. I mean, what's the nafkamina?
Wasn't this what's...
Right? Like... When I go to Shemayim, I don't imagine that that God is checking off a thing, right? If the Gemara, if I say, look, I know I never violated an Isser, I just was a Rasha, right? I don't think it's going to go well for me. I don't know what the Nafkamina is.
So no,
I don't know what the Nafkamina is, right? It says Rasha, right? Rasha is pretty unequivocal. It's bad, right? I mean, Gershom is a bit softer, right? Because he seems to think it'll only be a problem if it actually is Megari Yitzhara, right? If it turns out it isn't, fine. But Rashbam thinks, no, it's a function of Harchek Menakior.
Who says that again? The other one?
Rabbeinu Gershom.
He gave the Rasha thing for like going to the beach, didn't he?
Right, no one thinks it's Mutter, right? The only question is, right, what exactly is... Right, no one here thinks it's Mutter, right?
No, what, the red? No.
Anything. No, there's nothing here which is Mutter on the entire court, right?
I get the point what he's saying about people. The Lagunan, even though he doesn't do all these things, you will get that these fantasies...
We said that already. We said.
Yes.
Yes, that we noted. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kof Samach Daled, right? Amud Beis, right? That, yes, right? This may be us, sir. That doesn't mean, right? Right? No one is perfect, right? We'll call it, no one is perfect. Fine? Okay? In Achanahami, no one's perfect. Great. There's not a het there, right? Right. The Gemara says there are averos that you violate every day. These, right? In Achanahami, that doesn't mean you should actively put yourself in such a situation. Right? It doesn't mean it's less usher, right? If anything, it's the opposite, right? It's you know you're going to fail, whether you try, right? No matter how hard you try, right? That doesn't give you a het there to say I'm not going to try at all, right? That just ensures that you will. Because look, you could fail here. You could fail here, right? But it might go up to this level. It might go up to this level. It might go up to this level, right? The Gemara is saying that you people fail here, right? And here generically, right? That is, of all of these, right, the least directly related to actual via of an erva, right? So yes, people naturally have it. Yes, Elchanami, right? It happens. It doesn't mean it's mutter, and it definitely doesn't give you a head there to say, well, then I'll lichatchila put myself in situations which cause this problem, this problem, this problem, this problem. Why is it not? Right? In Ochanami. Right? In Ochanami. Okay. Now, are these Da'araisa Da'rabanan? And it's not totally clear. We've seen that Rabbeinu Yonah clearly thinks this is even this one is Da'araisa. Right? Meaning even Stam fantasy is Da'araisa.
It says later on that Ri'iyah for marriage is allowed.
In Ochanami. Yes. Okay, but is that everybody? So if you look at number 20, I gave you just a summary from the different Yatsiv, he's the Pleisenberger, right? He says, "Vafshalit losi yisr hiru minat Torah." Says Davod Zara, Chafamud Bei Nishmaim called the Varash Le'arah Adam Biyo. Because of his Tosos, I cried Drasha Gemura. Right, so Tosos we also saw said that this is Daraisa. Right, this is Daraisa. It's a real Drasha. Veloas Machda. Kidemuchach be Perag Naira. How did Tosos get that? Because in the Gemara in Ksubos Membav, there's an actual machlokas of what we derive from this pasuk, which implies that it's a real drasha. However, he notes, if you go in three lines, he said, what's the problem? If you paskin like Tosfos, namely what? Not paskin like Tosfos, but you read the Gemara like Tosfos, meaning the fact that there's a machlokas in the Gemara about the drasha means that the issue at hand is daraisa. That means mimela that if you paskin like the other day in Ksubos, namely you derive the other halacha, which I don't want to get into, from the Nishmarta called Avara, then what would come out?
It's daraisa.
That this would be darabana.
But the whole machlokas is whether it's daraisa or darabana.
Right, but Tosa says, the Gemara, this Gemara must hold this daraisa because in Ksubos Membav there's a real machlokas about what you derive from the Shmarta Mikal Davara. Right? And therefore Tosas derives that this is daraisa.
How does that
because if it's just an asmachta, you wouldn't have a machlokas. Right? Meaning if no one, you can't have a machlokas, right? The Gemara in Ksubos says
you can't have a machlokas on what to derive from the pasuk.
No, his point is that the Gemara there has two shitot, right, of actual halacha. Do we paskin like X or Y?
Right.
Right? And it depends on what you derive from the Nishmarta. Tosa said that sounds like a real
daraisa.
Because otherwise, if it's an asmachta, it can hold 100 different things.
It could be an asmachta daraisa.
Only if you think that exists. If you don't believe in that category, which Rav Rishonim don't. We spend a lot of time on it because the Ritva did.
Right.
Right? But Rav Rishonim reject that. They think asmachta just means it's a hint. It's not real at all. It's just a mnemonic. Right? But, so Tosos thinks that therefore, according to our Gemara, it's a real daraisa. But the Kleisenberger notes that according to Tosos' own analysis, let's say you paskin, I don't want to get into this, but in Ksubos, there are two different things you can learn from Nishmarta. One is this whole sugya, and the second is a different sugya, right? If you paskin like Rabbi Eliezer in that sugya, meaning you derive all the other halachos from Nishmarta, then what will that do to this entire Gemara in Avot Zarah? At best. Right? It'll best make it Darabana, and that's what he argues.
You can't derive two things from one pasuk.
It's very hard in Daraisa level, especially when the Gemara presented it as it's X or Y. Right? Sometimes you can, but the Gemara here presented it as X or Y.
I thought we said
so therefore,
you can't derive two things from one
pasuk. Usually not. Not always, but usually not. And therefore he says, "Amna maramba meberagimo minayra bisula halog alif pasuk lazar." Right? And he says, the Raman Paskin Gilrozer. Umi Kol Makom Beperkav Al Misrei Bi Alachi Yidaz Lo Kaltev Elo Aser V'Chulei V'Lo Hoskish Over Bazar Nishmar To Devi Lo Sasei. The Raman does Paskin our Gemara, but what does he not quote in that context? The pasuk.
Right.
So what is the Kleisenberger derive?
The Raman Paskin.
The what?
What?
Where's the Raman mentioned here?
No, it's all these. The looking to not cause error. In Perkav Aleph, Yutes Chaf and Chaf Aleph.
No, I know what the
question. Right, that's where he paskins. Don't look at these. Right, don't look at the animals. Don't go to the bee. The whatever. No, he talks about the looking, which might lead to hear her. Right. So the Direi Yatziv says. So therefore, you go to the next paragraph. He says, "V'efshar to the Rambam." Right. So the Rambam holds of it, but the Rambam holds of it only near Esharak midirabanan. Right, that it's only midirabanan. Mashakaz of a Rambam b'sevra mitzvos mem losase mem zayin ve'evi misifrei d'achrei enechem zuznus. Says, but wait a second. How can the Rambam quote losasuru? Said Rosh Lomar hemshech achar taivas hagashmir v'sasik machshava ben ayin sham yesh lomar the mayor b'stachlos b'hirur. Aval hirur great asherak midirabanan. So then this may be more the smach. Right, what does he say?
According
he says,
Rambam,
you know what? I think the Rambam does hold
that hirur is terrible.
So he says. So he makes it. Maybe this is what the smach means. He says his stachlos plus hirur shames us. Right, meaning presumably concrete sexual fantasies. Right, coupled with
staring that caused it,
right?
The Rambam will put under los asuru. Right?
Can you,
but regular sexual fantasies without looking, right? More generic, the Rambam will put Mishmarta, which he thinks is only
Drabana. What's the difference between that sexual fantasy and the other? One is...
Right? This is becoming a mess.
Wait, one second.
Look, if we have to... Right? Let's try this. Right, so let's divide it. Right, so what do you have?
Yes, that's the parity of Mechira. Kutak's in what you might say. And Mechira Kutla'aretz is a Zerubana.
Let's do this, okay? Here. Histaklus. Al Erva. Okay. Histaklus. The shame Znus Ba'alma. Okay. Yeah. Histaklus. The shame.
The shame.
Machshava.
Okay, he'll say that
Im Hotzea Zera, right? Machshava Bali Hotzea Zera, right?
I mean, Znus Ba'alma is what?
Right, it's just like generic promiscuity.
Got it.
Right? So, what do we have? Histaklus al Erva. This is the most machmir. This is clearly according to Rabbeinu Yonah.
Does he say
this is Daraisa? Right? Under Los Asuru. And this is a derivative of Arayos. Right? This is Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay?
Because we'll say, is that what?
Yes?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well,
I thought we said that we're not sure if he means necessarily Arayos.
No, that was Smock. That was Smock. Rabbeinu Yonah. This is Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is very clear about this. Rabbeinu Yonah is quoted in the Beis Yosef. I give it to you in 19. Right, he's very clear. He says, "Asher listakel beishes ish min haTorah shemer los asur achar levachem achar nechem, va'asher listakel bepnuya midivrei kabbalah." Right, meaning he's very clear.
What does it say? Rishba im.
What?
What does it say?
Im hotzei zera bli hotzei zera.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, so these two, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, are.
Start from the first position.
Yes. Corner of this is Los Asuru, and this is right Midivrei Kabbalah. Okay? But
Los Asuru is Kabbalah? They both agree, but
according to Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's go Shita by Shita. Rabbeinu Yonah?
Al Erva doesn't matter if it's the shame, it's the shame or not. The top category.
Correct. This is only Midivrei Kabbalah.
No, it's not because Al Erva. Is there a feel like it's the shame?
So, well, the Histaklus is Derabanan. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah, if it actually leads to Machshava, then all Machshava is Doraisa under Vinishmarta. Right? This is Rabbeinu Yonah's. Right? This is Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? Histaklus, even without Machshava, is on an Erva, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, is Doraisa. Right? Looking at someone who's forbidden to you, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, is always Doraisa, Los Asuru.
That doesn't matter if it's an Arzu.
Hashem, whatever you like more.
They're both Daraisa.
Well, no. I mean, I assume this is not like Habata, it's not looking. I assume this means staring, but yes. Right? Yes. I mean, that's what he says explicitly. Right? This, assuming for a moment there's no Machshava, right? He says it's only Midivrei Kabbalah. Right? However, he thinks Machshava has a standalone Isser called Vinishmarta. Good? That's Rabbeinu Yonah. Meaning, this is thoughts.
Okay, fine.
Okay? Thoughts. This is staring. Okay? This is Rabbeinu Yonah's analysis. Good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Let's move on. Right? That's Rabbeinu Yonah. Smock. The smock. Doesn't... It's not clear. Right? He says that this... One of these two. Right? He calls it L'shem Znus. Which, I don't know whether he means that as an Erva or he means concrete... sexual thoughts, right? He thinks it's Daraisa. Right? Right? The smock thinks that's Daraisa because of Los Asuru.
So he's agreeing.
Right?
He's agreeing.
Right? This is Los Asuru.
So he agrees with the Rabbeinu Yonah.
Right? But this, so it's not clear to me if he means this or this, one of these is, right, is Vinishmarta.
Oh, and that, could that be Daraisa also?
Which might be. right? Open question. Is this Daraisa or not?
They're both Daraisa, or they're
not sure.
Well, not clear, right? He says, this is Losa Suru, this is Nishmarta. It could be that one's Daraisa and one's Darabanan.
And we're also not sure if it's
Or it could be that... Or it could be that what? This is Daraisa as an Abu Zrayu, meaning as a subsidiary of Arayos because it's about a specific Erva, right? And this is Daraisa of a general type. Fine. That's the Sma.
And Machshava?
Well,
what is the Elder Machshava?
Doesn't say. Right? Right, but presumably, right, they're related to this. Right? My guess is he means all these are Vinishmarta, but he doesn't say it explicitly.
Right.
Okay? Receive Pesach Frank.
Was there?
Yeah.
I apologize. Does Rabbi Adler know to come downstairs?
To come downstairs?
He's supposed to come at 12. Is it
theoretically
possible?
I think I told him, but
just
in case, have someone.
Nachum.
You don't have to wait here. Nachum, you want to wait for
us? He's right on his way.
Okay. Or the other thing you can do is if you want, just open the front door and.
Okay. According to Tzvi Pesach Frank, right? According to Tzvi Pesach Frank, let's focus on here for a moment. This is.
The heart's of it.
Yeah. Mutter. Right? Mutter. Right? Now, obviously, usually this is a bad idea because it's unlikely that you will know, right, whether it'll lead to thoughts without. But the nafkamina is possibly Zakein or Isha. Right? But presumably, according to him, what will be us, sir? Probably this. His stock was on an erva. Right? Right? Because he thinks Hiror is a problem of...
What's my focus?
Right? Of Shechmazera. But if you're thinking or fantasizing about an erva, right, there may be... Right?
So, because that's stemming from Bifnissa, that's Lysasura, right?
Correct. Right? So, my guess is that this would be Aser even according to the Hartzvi. Now, this is rejected by the Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer said this is not true. Right, the Tzitz Eliezer says no. Right, Machshava is independently usher. Okay?
According to the...
Okay, I think I should stop now, because Rattler is here. Yeah.
According to the Hartzvi, and I know where
we are. Oh, sorry, I should have said this. Now, just the Divrei Yatziv, right? Divrei Yatziv says what? Right? He says, right, he gets into the question, okay, but whatever this Machshava Isser is it Daraisa Darabanan? So he says, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, right, it's Daraisa. According to the Rambam, Darabanan. Right?
Right. When he brings down the Ramban, is the Ramban raising the question that maybe the Rambam holds that even Machshava is Daraisa?
When who brings it up?
The Yatziv.
It's a Klesenberger Rebbe.
Yeah. So when he brings down the Ramban, I didn't understand that fully. Was he trying to say that the Ramban held that the Rambam might hold that it's Daraisa in the Saga?
Oh, I think he's just saying based on the Ramban's question, he said that's the best conclusion. I assume that they're getting at. I assume. Okay, I just gave you right in the Beis Shmuel right that he notes right the Rabbeinu Yonah comes to Osin Daraisa, but this is how the Beis Shmuel understands it as well. But Rambam's feeling the Rabbanan, but he assumes that there's only right now according to the way the Beis Shmuel understands it though he thinks that what. The way he understands it is that the Rambam will think it's Darabanan even for his stockless on an actual Erva. Right? And everyone will agree that if it's not an Erva, it's Darabanan. Right? Like Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? Meaning he doesn't raise the possibility of the Rambam, but why? This is not obvious, because what is the assumption, Beis Shmuel? That the only Isser of his stockless is derived from Nishmarta. The problem is, if you recognize the distinction of the smock,
only from Ben and Nef.
I mean, the only possible, right. But, meaning, it could be that the Rambam will say, in a Hanami, Stam is Saklos, is only Azumi Darabanan because it comes from Nishmarta. But if there's an actual Erva involved, then it's Losasuru. Right? I mean, the whole argument of the Rambam was that he can't think that Nishmarta is Daraisa because he used it for something else. Right? But that's not true of Los Asiru. Correct, right? It could be the Rambam will be Moda, essentially, Rabbeinu Yonah.
But
the Beishmol argues that no, because he equates, right? He thinks that even the Staklos on an Erva is only from Nishmarta, rather than Los Asiru, right? But if you accept the Smak, there are two separate psukim at play, right? There's one which is derivative of Arayas and one which is not. Right, this gets very messy. This sugya, right? The problem is, I'll tell you. What the problem is, I think, from this sugya, is that most people, when they give this shir, they give it basically as a musar shmuz, right? Rather than a lumdish shir, right? As a musar shmuz, they don't really care. Daraisa, derabanan, derivative of whatever, right? The point is that there are actually nafkaminas because there are shilas that are based on this, which I don't want to get into this moment, but because we have a shir, but okay.